The world of science has lost a pioneer.
Some people named her copycat, some carbon copy, some clone cat. As far as I'm concerned, her name is Cece.
Cece died last week in Texas at the age of 18.
So many people were interested in her. So many stories were written about her. She was the biggest news story ever out of Texas A&M.
Sure, Dolly the clone sheep was created 5 years earlier, but Cece...
She was the first cloned pet.
That's Dr. Duane Kramer, a biomedical scientist at Texas A&M and part of the team that created Cece. Dr. Kramer eventually adopted Copycat and set her up Golden Girl style in a two-story cat loft that had a caged patio, air conditioning, and running water. Cece's origin story goes back to 2001 and Dr. Kramer's lab.
We took some cells from Rainbow,
another cat in his lab.
We gave them some electrical shocks, and then when they grew in our petri dishes, we transferred them into recipient females.
Surrogate mothers. Cece developed as any normal cat fetus would, but was soon a celebrity.
When she was born, we put her into a beaker and took a picture of her. That picture of Cece in that beaker was a very, very popular request by the media from all over the world.
Once she bloomed as a kitten, people wanted to know just how identical Cece was to her clone mama, Rainbow.
If you clone a cat, it acts like a cat, but it'll have its own cat personality, depending on its environment.
Whatever her personality, Cece had her own look too, with more orange in her fur than Rainbow, because while the two cats may have shared the same genes, not all the genes were activated. Dr. Kramer has kept some of Cece's DNA just in case someday there is ever a reason to clone her again. But he says it would only be for scientific, never for sentimental reasons.
We don't really need more cats. I encourage people to go to the pound and adopt a cat.
Because he says a clone of your pet will never be the same as the original.